A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Tzadivah, Baba Kama 96b. Pagination is 192. We have three fascinating examples stated by Rav Papa regarding Shinuyim, changes in an item. If a gazlan, a thief, were to take something from somebody else, the item would transition into the possession of the gazlan. It would become his, kinyane gezela, with a consideration that a shinui occurred, something changed in the item, then it becomes the gazlan's. The question is, what is considered a significant shinui? And there are many considerations in this. Sometimes the name of the animal, for example, as it grows older, it has a new name, it has a new status. Sometimes the animal was pregnant, it gave birth, we have shinuyim, the animal was shorn from its wool. Different things could happen. The consideration over here is regarding shinui hachozer libiriyaso, a shinui that could still return to its original state. Is that considered a shinui, since it's revocable, so to speak? Amar Rav Papa said, sometimes it's a one-way street and it's not reciprocal. Just because going a change in one direction is considered a change, doesn't mean going in the other direction is also considered a change. Hayman de gozal afra mechavrei, if a person stole dirt from his fellow, va'avde levinta, and he made it into a brick. Lokani, that's not considered a kinyan. Maitaima, why not? The hoda mashvi le afra, because the brick could be ground up and restored to dirt. Now, I imagine we're not necessarily talking about just ordinary dirt that he had to steal in order to make a brick. Maybe a certain type of clay, a certain type of dirt. But the Gemara says that this example is such that grinding down the brick afterwards would produce dirt comparable to the original one, and therefore it's not considered a shinui. However, levinta v'avde afra, if you took someone's brick and made it into dirt, kani, that would be a good kinyan. My amrit, what are you going to argue with me? Dilma hodar v'ovele levinta, a person can take the dirt and make it back into a brick. That doesn't work for these halachas, because hai levinta acharitihu, that would be a new brick. Upanim chadashas ba'ulikan, it's a new face, a new item. It's not the brick of before. And therefore, we have one example, for starters, of not being reciprocal in logic. It goes in one direction and not in the other. Dirt into a brick is restorable. Brick into dirt, even though I know you could still make it into a brick again, but that would be a panim chadashos, that would be a new item. V'omer Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said another example. Hayman degozal nascha mechavrei, a person stole a bar of metal from his fellow. V'ovid zuzi, and he made coins. Lokani, that's not a kinyan. My time, why not? Tahadar Ovid Lunach Scha, because it's restorable to the status of a bar of metal. However, Zuzi Ve'avdinu Nischa, if he took coins and made it into a bar, Kani, that's a good kinyan. My Amrit, what are you going to argue? Tahadar Ovid Luhu Zuzi, a person can go take the mold and make them into coins again. But that's a new form, that's a new creation. Panim chadashas ba'ulakan, that would be considered a new face that's coming in front of me. If you'll think about it, we mentioned this case, a beam. if a person were to build a house, so in the way the Gemara understands it, the beam is restorable. It could be removed from the house and reused in a different application. One can wonder if nowadays the concept of used lumber as opposed to fresh lumber, if there would be some sort of shinui associated, but the Gemara considered such an item reusable, not a problem. But if a person would take the beam out of the house, he would destroy the house, and now he has a pile of lumber, presumably that's considered a shinui, because even if you were to go ahead and build the house at this point, that would be a panim chadashos. Shechimi ve'avdinu chadati. If something was looking old, metal, you polished it, you made it like new. Lokoni, that's not considered a kinyan, because it's going to acquire its old look again with time. Chadati ve'avdinu shechimi, but if it's new and you made it look old, who knows, maybe he wanted that the police shouldn't be able to identify him as the thief, but he made it look old. Kani, that's a kinyan, and he'll just pay back money. My amrit, what are you going to argue? Hadar ovid lu chadati, you can make it fresh again, you can make it look good again. But made the yadia shechmayhu, once something became old, you could still tell on it that it was once old, even if you freshen it up. And so, we have this concept of shinui hachozer levriyaso. Sometimes a shinui can be restored, and it's not considered a shinui. Sometimes, however, it is a definitive shinui, even if you could go ahead and restore it, but it's not going to be the same item that it once was. Just as an aside, to be aware, this expression of panim chadashos, a new face has come here, comes up with a totally different usage in the topic of sheva brachas. The law of sheva brachas, the special blessings that are recited after a chasan and kala get married, the special law is that the full sheva brachas are only said throughout the 7 days if there are people that are attending on those days that are panim chadashos, new faces, people who were not at the chuppah, they did not yet hear sheva brachas, and the meal is more festive because of them. So the exact halachas are a discussion for sheva brachas. But in terms of the use of the word panim chadashos, over here we're using it that something that was reformed is a new face, it's a new item, it's not the same coin as before. Over there in sheva brachas, we're using same word, similar translation, totally different application. Panim chadashos means a face that's new, that has not yet been seen in conjunction with this Simcha, festive occasion. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.